ho, ho.
At Christmas time, we hung our stocking, of course, and we got a sixpenny stocking, network stocking. We got a rosy-cheeked apple. We got an orange, which had only just come into season, because they didn't come every part of the year. And we got, from my father, a bright new penny from the bank. Probably a sixpenny box of bricks, coloured bricks. My four sisters, they received a sixpenny flaxen-haired doll from Germany. That's what we got on Christmas Day.
Well, I'll tell you what I used to get. I used to get a game in a box off my grandma. I used to get a motor or something off my parents, an apple, an orange, a selection box, which was sixpence, pipe, you know, either used to get chocolate pipe or a Spanish licorice pipe sort of thing, nuts and a new penny. Mm. That was Christmas. You didn't get big presents.
What would you have for Christmas lunch, dinner?
Well, Christmas lunch, we'd have a chicken, good. Or we've had rabbit.
Hmm.
But we'd have the chicken, greens, potatoes.
All my mummy used to make Christmas puddings. She used to save whatever she could, you know, like fruit, mixed fruit, and things that would keep. She'd save them over the year, and then she used to pickle her eggs and things like that. And she'd make her own, my mum would. My mum used to make her own mincemeat and everything.
Christmas pudding, the way you just put your... You used to make your own Christmas pudding, you wouldn't buy one.
Yeah.
You wouldn't. And you just put your threepenny bits in, silver threepenny bits, or sixpences. And if you're lucky, if you got that, you were well in, you were.
Did your mum used to make her own Christmas cake?
Yes, and mince pies.
Hmm.
It was only in later years that she bought one, but when we were kids, she used to make just the one. She used to go to town on it, like icing and that, and...
Yeah.
Well, it didn't look as good as it, you know, but...
But it tasted better.
It would taste better.
Yeah.
For tea Christmas Day, you'd have a tin of fruit.
Ho, ho, ho. It's Santa here. And don't forget, it's the season of peace and the time to be jolly.